USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
That effort likely to find some resistance. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin has already said he does not support either background check bill. In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden has called for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in the wake of two mass shootings in the last week. The president saying Tuesday that action is needed to stop gun violence. But Senator John Kennedy says more gun control isn't what's needed. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that a bill to tighten up a national database would do more to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
We regulate gun ownership in America. If you're convicted of certain crimes, if you have a tendency to violence, if you're mentally ill and you want to buy a gun, your name has to run through a database. The problem is that the database has huge holes in it. And many federal agencies and state agencies are very cavalier about sending in the names. Grassley and Cruz's bill, which I support, would have tightened right up the database, and it would have cracked down on people who have guns who shouldn't have guns. You know why the bill didn't pass? Many of my Democratic colleagues filibustered it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials on the southern border say the immigration crisis is starting to affect the flow of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And as more Americans are getting vaccinated against COVID-19, more are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to eliminate travel restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.